This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. The sunrise is beautiful right now. It's a it's just clear, just golden glow in the sky. Oh, God, it's beautiful. Look east. But the sun is up, so, you know. Don't burn your eyeballs out or anything. You're not supposed to look directly at the sun, people. So I hear. People tell me that. Just stop looking at the sun. Duh. Hey, you guys. It's...
All right, everyone. If you go to the Alice 973 Instagram, I posted a picture of me with Sarah's husband and Sarah's brother and Sarah's sister-in-law. Because today at 9:15, we're reviewing The House with a Clock in Its Walls. I also included a couple pictures from our dinner because we had such a fun time. The dinner's way better than the movie. But please tune in. And
they've been working on their song. They wouldn't let me hear it, but they clearly have a song ready to go.
So it's going to be a joint effort.
Apparently so. Well, and he said, I know which song it's going to be. It's a Tenacious D song. That's a Jack Black band. And they, John said, well, there's a couple parts in that need the harmonies. And I'm like, oh, I'll help, but I don't know the words. So I don't know if I'm getting a copy of that. But my brother was cackling, though, so it must be pretty funny.
Or that's
awesome. They think it is anyway. So 9:15, the big movie review.
Correct.
Yes. All right. So hold on. I want to look at the photo that you just put up. And Bryn just put up
Our trip
something.
On the boat, a little cruise on the boat.
Is that a throwback Thursday, Bryn?
It is a throwback Thursday, but it is, you know, not too long
Not
ago.
That far of a throwback.
I also got to meet Taj Franti yesterday.
Oh, you went to see the new baby.
I did, 9 days old. I posted a picture on my personal Instagram, Human TV, of me with Taj. So three things to check out. Alice 973, Brinny Boy, and Human TV.
Oh, boy. All right, hold on.
The band on that boat was crazy. You guys were just singing your ass off. That was
yeah,
so
we
fun.
Were rocking it, baby. It was good.
You have dolphins in that video.
I know.
And the Eagles.
That video. So you're saying that's some new thing that just came with your update?
I just found it on my phone, so I think it came up with the... I'm not
Incredible.
Sure.
Incredible.
Yeah, it took me like 5 minutes to put that together. It was super
Boom.
Easy.
It's so pro-looking.
Yeah.
Incredible.
You put a little music in there.
Yeah,
and oh, it's great. You're wonderful. All right. I have bad news. I'm going to start with the bad news.
Oh,
it's not horrible news, but it's not...
Can you skip?
No, you want to hear this.
Oh.
You want to know. America's Got Talent is over. And our dude did not win. They gave it to a magician. Guy's name is Shin. Oh, sorry. Spoiler alert.
Boy.
Spoiler alert.
Was that your revenge?
I guess so. Sorry.
Sheesh.
America's Got Talent was won by, spoiler alert, the magician, Shin Lim. Our dude, Brian King Joseph, third place. Yeah. Still, I mean, you know, they saw a lot of people. He got third place. And like you were saying yesterday, sometimes it's better not to win these competition shows because then you're not signed to a multi-year
exclusive thing.
Right. Now you can go get a Vegas stand. Do that. So congratulations to him. He, like, okay, he didn't win the show, but damn it, he made it to third. The guy's amazing. Right, Vaughn? He's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Did you talk to him, Vaughn? Have you talked to him?
Oh,
we
no.
got to get him in here, okay?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Oh, he's doing a world tour? I don't know.
Good for him.
I don't know. That's our Vaughn impression, apparently. All right, you guys. This is not official yet, necessarily, although it's being reported everywhere. Everyone on the planet is reporting Maroon 5 is going to headline the Super Bowl halftime show.
Oh, it's official.
Are you sure? Because the statement is, it's a Super Bowl tradition to speculate about the performers for the Pepsi halftime show. We're continuing to work with Pepsi on our plans. Everything I read this morning, people were just like, that's who it is. But apparently Roger Goodell is saying, and by the way, he mentioned Pepsi twice in two sentences, so good on him.
I now heard it's them, but I and
no,
I like
absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely, it's everywhere, Vinny.
I think that's great.
If it's not them, it'll be a huge surprise. People are complaining that there are a lot of great acts in Atlanta. It's a bunch of hip hop guys that should have been. I would also like to say that the Indigo Girls are also from the Atlanta area. And I think, you know, if we're going to be saying that those guys should play, I also am going to start petitioning for the Indigo Girls to do the halftime show.
Well, why don't you just dig up the carcass of REM and have them play? They're from Atlanta, too.
Yeah, okay. We'll put them on the list,
no,
too.
No, we don't want to do that.
The B-52s are also from Georgia.
Yeah, we don't want them either. Boo!
You know, here's the thing. Since when is it a regional thing?
Right, that's the point.
So, in other words, you
guys, don't be outraged. I do think, though, if they had said, okay, Outkast is going to do the... I think most people... Aren't they Atlanta?
I don't know.
I believe so.
I think Outkast is Atlanta. If they had chosen them, I think most people would applaud it. But...
Because that would be a fun...
Well, yeah, they're Atlanta, and they're good. They got a bunch of good hits.
Yeah.
I'll listen to that.
10 years ago, it might have been way more relevant.
Well,
but, you know.
Sure.
So I've also heard that they're already, like, there's a Cardi B rumor that she'll come and make, because all these people who've guested... Right, exactly. All these people who've guested with them on recent songs. So it looks like it's Maroon 5. I'm seeing places that are saying it's set, but supposedly... They're just letting us speculate, but I mean, come on. This many people can't be saying it and have it not be true. February 3rd, the new Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia. That's when the 2019 Super Bowl will take place.
That's one of those weird stories. I don't even think their old stadium was 20 years old, and they just got another new one.
Oh, good for them.
How weird is that?
Well, that's money, man.
Home Depot. That's Home Depot money.
Apparently their pockets are pretty deep. Maybe they built it, too.
The owner of the Falcons is Arthur Blank. I think that's the guy's
name. Arthur Blankcheck.
He's the owner of the Home Depot and
oh,
of the Falcons.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I think the stadium itself is a Mercedes-Benz stadium. But
yeah,
that's some big money behind that team. Mm.
Who will be in Super Bowl 52? Is it Super Bowl 52?
Might be 53.
Yeah, because 50 was here, right?
Right.
Yeah. Time flies.
It does, but that feels like only 2 years ago.
No.
Avril Lavigne just released her first single in 5 years, and it's about Lyme disease.
Isn't it trippy that she's saying, I had Lyme disease, and that's where I've been.
She has it, and she's been struggling, and I guess it's really hard to diagnose in some people. Some people, it just ruins their lives. She said that I had accepted death, and I could feel my body shutting down. I felt like I was drowning. I was praying to God for him to help me just keep my head above water, and that's what she named the first single, Head Above Water. So much of the new music that she's written for this upcoming album was based on her battle with Lyme disease, which got really bad. And I don't know where she's at with it now. I've heard, you know, for some people it can't even be cured. Like it
right.
just.
We do tick checks at my house.
As well you should.
And we found a tick under her arm once.
Oh.
And took it in.
Oh, good, right.
The missus took it in and had it tested. And it wasn't, but it wasn't also in her yet. It hadn't, you know.
I was looking up celebrities who have been diagnosed with Lyme disease. So Avril, Alec Baldwin, George W. Bush, Yolanda Foster, Rebecca Wells from Amazon, not sure, Amy Tan, Ben Stiller, and Ashley Olsen.
Yeah, it's no joke. I know a few people who had it. And the thing is, too, you know, they say, oh, it's a certain kind of, you know, when the tick bites you, you get this, like, bullseye sort of ring around it. That is not always the case. And it goes undiagnosed in so many people.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, like, end-all test for it. Apparently there's variations.
Did I tell you?
It's horrible. It ruins people's lives.
So a surfboard shaper I know pretty well, his wife has it. And him and I got to talking one day, and he was talking about her struggle and how they have to go to a place in Oakland where she gets treatments and it's not covered by insurance, but it's working and helping her. And then he goes on to tell me, you know that Lyme disease was a government weapon that got loose. And
oh,
I'm like,
you've said this before.
What?
Yeah.
And he's like, it's from the from an island in off the coast of Connecticut or somewhere over on the East Coast where...
Well, there's a town called Lyme, Connecticut, and supposedly that's ground zero.
Right. And that these this was something...
That's why they call it that.
Right. That's look. I don't know. I heard the.
I really
one of those
hope that's not true because I'd hate to think that the government was behind it because it has effed people's lives.
Right.
Like I'm convinced that that's what John had for years.
And it just fixed itself.
No, he totally changed his life, and he still is like, yeah, I'm like 92%, and still sometimes he'll like. And it, that's
but is
thing.
That just aging?
No, he was bad for four or five. Like at one point, I was like, are you? Do you want a divorce? Like, are you like he wouldn't talk and he's just was just and that's the problem is outwardly there's no symptoms. You just think this person is behaving terribly and they're like just tired all the time and just exhausted and short with you and they just feel miserable. Like everything hurts and it can affect your lymph nodes and but outwardly they look like a perfectly good human being. And people start to go, oh, it's a mental thing. And it just totally isn't. Hmm. And it's...
So go back to the divorce part. Yolanda Foster, David Foster, they got divorced as she was suffering from this.
It's
so you asked him?
I was like, you have to let me in. Like, I need to talk to you about this. You know, we've got two little kids. Like, what's going on? And he just... And that was, like, the first time he really, like, broke down and cried over it. Like, it was, you know, this thing is just wreaking havoc. I mean, he was sick all the time. He never felt good. He just wouldn't.
But no one could ever diagnose it as Lyme disease?
No, and he went everywhere. Like, that's a dude who doesn't mind going to the doctor and went to everyone.
So how do we know that Avril had it? How does anyone know if they can't diagnose it?
Sometimes they can diagnose it. Oh. I think certain... But other people, it's in this sort of grouping of autoimmune diseases.
These celebrities that have money, they go to Switzerland... Which a lot of celebrities go there for
or Oakland, I hear.
Or Oakland. And they end up getting, I don't know what kind of testing they have over there that they don't have here.
It's a much broader spectrum, apparently.
Yeah.
It can manifest in all these different ways. Like one person's symptoms can be completely different from someone else's, which makes it pretty difficult. Mm-hmm. No doctor ever said, you have Lyme disease. But that's...
Well, did any of them ever say, we think it's this?
No.
So they just kept saying, we don't know what your problem is, dude.
We think you're fine. All your tests come back normal. Everything's normal.
Faker. Go see a psychologist.
Right. No, people will suggest that. It's all in your head. Yeah. Meanwhile, it's like, it's not all in his head. I know this person. Mm. But yeah, I mean, I just thought, he doesn't love me anymore. Like, he doesn't talk to me. Mm-hmm. He doesn't. Meanwhile, he was suffering in silence. Like, I just don't know what's wrong with me. Anyway... Avril Lavigne apparently has been suffering from Lyme disease for a few years.
God, it sounds horrible.
Yeah, it
does.
And
she has had time to write music about it. And the first single is called Head Above Water. That's a good sounding song. Hooman, you must like that. Lots of God references.
I do, yes. It was great. I love it.
He's busy doing his own praying to God.
No, I'm just stretching.
She's a good... I actually like a lot of her songs from the olden days.
I wonder if that's why her and Chad Kroeger got divorced. During that time.
Jesus, I wonder. I hope not. Apparently, they're still really good friends. They hang out here. You know, you'll see pictures of them on social media. She was just done banging them.
How big of them?
Yeah. Later, boy. It's a good song.
I know.
Oh, she was huge for a minute there.
Yeah.
And I swear,
love her.
I remember walking through a mall, and that was the look.
Mm-hmm.
Avril Lavigne, the heavy eye makeup and the little sort of punker long hair.
Well, she has a clothing line. I see it in
hoodies and stuff.
Yeah,
and
they're
really
Kohl's,
cute. Yeah.
I see it. Yeah.
The Weeknd and Daft Punk, they did a song together called Starboy. We're all familiar with Starboy.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is. Well, they are being sued by a singer named Yasmina for stealing her song, Who You. Huyo?
Yeah.
She says, I guess two of her producers already threatened to sue and they got settlements, but she wasn't figured into those and now she wants her take. So she wants $5 million from these guys.
They made that much on that song? That's the cut?
I don't know. That's what she wants.
All right.
And I guess that they've already, she claims the track is way too similar to her song, Who You or Who Yo, H-O-O-Y-O,
which I never
came,
heard of her.
Came out in 2009, me either, 7 years before Starboys. And it sounds like she's got a case because two of the producers on her song already sued and were settled with, and she wants $5 million. So let's hear the song in question. All right, well, it's not as heavily produced. Is that the main similarity, just that the verse is sort of similar?
Yeah, just
That's
sort
very
of.
Questionable.
Can I hear that again for one second?
I am not... Look, there's only so many notes. There's only so many beats.
Well, everybody's
like
farming a lawsuit,
yeah, you're
Sarah.
Right,
you know, that's the
that's
way that
true.
Goes. So we'll have to let someone be the judge. But you hear most musicians are like, I don't want to sue people. I got a bunch of music from the Beatles or whoever inspired you.
We're all influenced by people. And frankly, that's, you know,
I mean,
songs have to sound a lot more alike than that.
There's so many, like among guitarists, that they learned by copying licks from other guitarists mm-hmm. until they sort of developed their own style. But I mean, where's that go? Does a guitarist say, I'm the one that invented the finger dotting on the fretboard.
Right.
Y'all owe me money.
I'm the one who invented the bar chord. Anyway, that's ongoing. So I'll let you know if she gets her $5 million. There has been talk of a new Space Jam movie. Do we need this? Remember the Michael Jordan movie with the Looney? Oh, really? Hooman?
Well, so do you have the star of it?
I do.
Say it.
I'm asking the question first. Do we need another? I mean, was Michael Jordan a Looney Tune?
Well, so I read an article about this yesterday, and since it's not going to be based on the first Space Jam, and they're going to go a totally different direction, and it's Ryan Coogler, right?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's going to be good.
He's one of the producers. So I didn't realize that Space Jam was a thing. They are saying that it's the highest grossing basketball movie of all time.
Yeah, that's
just
right.
Ahead of White Men Can't Jump.
Mm-hmm.
Creed director Ryan Coogler is going to be a producer.
Well, I call him Black Panther director.
Sorry. Okay, fine. Black Panther and Creed. He's pretty hot right now, so he's not going to waste his time with something that's not going to get made. So it looks like it's happening. LeBron James is going to be the star of the new Space Jam. You know, he was in that movie Trainwreck with Amy Schumer.
How was he?
He was great. Very small part. But I thought he actually stole the scenes that he was in. He was great. So far, it hadn't gotten off the ground. There'd been talk about putting LeBron James in one of these for years. But now it looks like it's happening.
Well, because that's why he moved to L.A. He wants to be in film. He wants to be bigger. It's a big deal. He's into it.
Well, and he's an older dude. I mean, he can't have too many years left in the
right.
NBA. So apparently, Ryan Coogler is also helping to craft the story, but some up-and-coming guy named Terrence Nance is going to direct it. Have you heard of that name?
No, let me look him up.
No specifics for the story, but it will not be based on the original movie. It's not being considered a sequel. It will involve the Looney Tunes, just like the original, and they're hoping, of course, to get Michael Jordan involved somehow, like a cameo or something. The rough plan is for production to start next summer. Their joke here in this one is after the Golden State Warriors win the title. Sorry, LeBron. So Space Jam. I don't know if they'll call it Space Jam 2.
Yeah, they are calling it Space Jam 2.
Who saw Space Jam 1? Anybody?
I saw it.
Anybody? You saw it?
Oh, Vaughn
saw
it. Daniel saw it. Both interns saw it. Britt and Daniel are both saying they saw it.
Vaughn. Okay. Only the old people haven't.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, it came
Ryan
out in 96.
Coogler is from Oakland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oakland. Oh, did you say that already?
Well, no. I mean, we just that was assumed.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was the big shout out was in Black Panther.
Oh,
at the beginning.
Say that one more time.
Is he the Fruitvale guy too?
He is.
Okay.
Yeah, that's correct.
Let me pick a good one here. I have one.
What?
Oh boy.
You know what? Vinny, I'm going to do this one for you.
Oh boy.
Here's another story for you. America's favorite Jackass. Well, maybe second favorite. I think Johnny Knoxville is a favorite.
Yes.
Steve-O is letting Chuck Liddell hit a golf ball off his ear.
That's going to be so painful.
Here's this.
I believe it's already happened.
I know about this because I follow him on Instagram.
Go ahead.
Apparently, his new act is doing he calls it his bucket list or whatever, and apparently he wanted to have fighter's ear or cauliflower ear. Have you ever seen that?
I have.
Where someone's been hit in the ear enough times that the thing...
It just turns into like a fruit growing out of the side of your head.
It's awful looking, and for whatever reason, he wanted that, and this is how he got it. One of the ways. I think they did multiple things to the guy's the side of the guy's head in order for his ear to... Flower.
Well, he's starting a live multimedia tour this weekend, and he let Chuck Liddell hit this golf ball off his head. He's got sort of like a makeshift, sort of leathery-looking, somewhat head protector. Even if I'm Chuck Liddell, I'm like, I don't want to. The tour includes explicit footage of him arriving as he falls out of an airplane.
What?
Riding a bike under general anesthesia.
That's Mile High Club right there.
A vasectomy world record and the stunt that left 15% of his body covered in third-degree burns.
Do you remember when he made the news? I think, was that in Arizona or something? He made the news because he burned himself so severely. Yeah. It was.
I don't remember what he did, but it sounds like if you're looking to see some real hardcore jackass action.
I love that kid, but I don't like watching him hurt himself to that extreme.
Well, that's
extreme.
What it's all about, Vinny. Let's hurt ourselves.
I'm going to skip that live show.
There's nothing funny here. It's all painful. It's all cringe-inducing. All right, what's coming up in the news?
Good pickers make the news.
Good eating pickers.
Good pickers. What we spend on coffee and... Hello.
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 Hello what?
Hello.
You didn't hear the text come through from somebody?
Oh.
Hello?
It's Jane. That?
Oh, hi, Jane.
She's checking.
Okay.
Oh.
You're playing a game called. All right, we'll be back.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you, Morgan. The 6th annual We Can't Survive is almost here. It's Saturday, October 20th at the legendary Hollywood Bowl. We are going to have trips to give away all next week. So stay here with Alice all next week. We're giving away, I think we have 15 of these trips. It's round trip airfare for two nights hotel stay in Hollywood, two tickets to We Can't Survive. You have a chance to check out this incredible show. Shawn Mendes, Charlie Puth, Ella May, G-Eazy, Khalid, Marshmello, Megan Trainor, Tyga, and we have your way in. And it all benefits the Young Survival Coalition. So the tickets are on sale now, but next week we have full-on trips for people to win. So be listening for all the details on that. Make sure you're at the Hollywood Bowl, too.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by your mom.
Thank you, Mother.
Oh. Yesterday, after we finished, we got into our office, and Sarah goes, "Oh, thanks." She's talking to her phone. She goes, "Oh, thanks, Mom. Mom said we'd had a good show today." And I'm like, "Oh, well,
thanks, Ellie.
That's awesome." Does she ever say, "Today wasn't as good. I didn't like today."
Oh, she bitches. She's bitching so hard about the spoilers for Big Brother.
Oh, well.
She's so mad.
Ha ha, Ellie.
You're ha-haing all of us.
But mostly Ellie. Love you. Sorry, Ellie. Seriously, I did not know, since I don't watch the show. I was reading the text. I didn't know what anything meant. I was just letting the audience contribute.
Giving us the feedback.
Yes, sorry.
Did you see in the news today, before I get to my stories, Emilia Clarke in the news?
I did see this.
You saw the picture.
I don't want to do the story. I do not plan to do it. She got the little dragons tattooed on her wrist. It's really cool.
Cute.
They're really cute. Yeah. So, when she smiles, though, she should never smile.
So you saw the exact picture. I saw that.
The one with, it's basically a picture of her teeth and gums with like a wrist in the background.
Extremely gummy.
She's very gummy.
Do you think, Vinny, because the tattoos are so small that they're going to just be a blob at some point?
So here's the thing. Tattoo artists will tell you that. Go bigger but they also like to cover, they're a tattoo artist. They want their work to be big enough to be seen.
Uh-huh.
I agree with them that, yes, small, tiny But how long do you expect that tattoo to be relevant necessarily? You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. For her, it'll always, that is her.
Yeah, it's going to be.
It's perfect for her.
It's fine. It's not, I think it's about those, there's no real fine details there. They're colored right. in.
Damn,
so
look
they're
at
gonna
those
be
gums,
fine.
Man. That's crazy.
No, I think that you just get tattoos because you want them. And yes, they're going to, when you're old, yeah, they're not going to be perfect, but neither will your skin.
Right.
You're going to be all wrinkly and, you know,
your
whatever.
Your skin is going to tell the story of you.
Right.
Whatever you have printed on it, yes or no, you've earned every wrinkle.
Anyway.
Love it. Embrace it. Also, a little Botox won't hurt. I'm thinking about Botox.
You've been thinking a lot about that. Why aren't you going to, what are you waiting for?
I mean, then I have to make an appointment and go somewhere.
I would bet you that any one of 10 women in Mill Valley could recommend someone they've used.
I'm sure they could. But that still doesn't take away the part where I have to, like, call someone, make an appointment, go there, sit there, worry about it. Forget it.
All right. You're not doing it then.
I'll let you know if I do.
Just have John do all that stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe he could just do the Botox, too. I'll help him get his license to be a Botox person. And, like, I'll decide
add
if
that
I
to his
to
list,
yeah.
huh? All right.
Honey, I have something else for you to do.
Tonight is, it's Thursday, everyone. So tonight is Thursday night football. The Jets play the Browns.
What station is that on?
I think they, weren't they doing that on NBC now?
I think NBC owns Thursday night.
That's good news, people.
Why?
There was a shift.
It doesn't affect
me. Used to be on NBC, and it was a pain in the ass for us.
Screwing us over big time. I wanted to mention this. So the gambling.
Love it.
On the NFL is a big deal.
Yes.
People love it.
Yeah.
A lucky gambler turned $5,084,565 last weekend by correctly predicting all 15 of the Sunday and Monday games.
Oh, my God.
The wager was made in the Pro Football Progressive Contest.
Oh,
at
my God.
William Hill Sportsbooks. It doesn't use point spread, so you're picking winners straight up, but he nailed it.
You have to nail 15 games, and a $5 bet can turn into $84,000. That's a dude who's like, why did I not bet $100? Damn.
It's pretty good.
That's incredible.
$85,000.
Now, there's a bet I can get behind on football, you know? Like, you're wagering $5, and you can, that's that kind of win. But you're saying it's progressive, so the first week he wouldn't have gotten that much? That's a jackpot that builds.
I don't know exactly how that works. Yeah. I'm saying what they say. I don't gamble well at all. Mm. I used to go to the track a little bit when I lived in Del Mar. We'd go there for an afternoon, and
it's just a nice day out. Right?
Yeah, and I'd read the form, and just be like, oh, I recognize this jockey's name. And that horse looks like it's won a couple recently.
Oh.
I like $5 on that guy.
Yeah. I used to just say, I like the name of that one. I'm going to go
sure.
for that.
Sure. But, you know, once we got a little bit, we got to read in the racing form, we were like, oh, I think we can be a little more advanced about
and
this.
And did that pay off?
No,
for you?
Never yeah. really. But, you know, no. That's what the afternoon was about.
Right.
Just I
having
also,
a little fun. A
little bit of Vegas, but I can't do what you do.
I love Vegas. I'm so glad I don't live really close to someplace where you can gamble.
I wanted to let you know that we've heard many times the national average for tipping is 15%, but it's gone up.
Oh, yeah.
According to a new study, the national average for tipping now is 17%. So you should be somewhere around there.
I never leave less than 20.
I do 25.
If it's, I'll tell you something, Vinny. If it's somewhere where I think someone might know that it's me, I'll do 25 as well. I never want to be called a bad tipper. I don't know why. I think because I was a waitress, you know?
Yeah.
And I just don't want to, I don't want people walking around this town saying, that Sarah Clark is a bad tipper.
She's cheap.
Yeah, I want to stoke people up.
This is going to sound lame, but where do you go that people don't know who you are?
Yeah, right.
Vegas.
Okay, well, yeah, sure, out of town, but I'm saying sure. Anywhere where you live.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
Around here.
25%. Me too.
But I would never tip less than 20%. Even for awful service, I would still. I might write him a little note.
I don't.
Not
do that.
Here in town.
But you know what I have
not
done?
Do that.
There's a few places I've taken off my list of places I'm going to go.
Right.
And some, well, it's been service, but it's also been, man, the food's no good here anymore.
Mm.
What happened to you guys?
That's such a bummer
this
when you
sucks.
Go someplace you like and you get a cruddy meal and it's just sort of tainted for you forever. You might give them one more chance because you had so much history with them.
Yep.
But then I got burned again. Mm. This one place. I won't go there anymore. It's a bummer.
You know, there's this place that we used to walk to all the time and get these. We loved the drinks there. And they changed olives on us. And they
olives.
Used to have the biggest, fattest, most beautiful olives. And they went to those just little cruddy, smaller green olives. I'm like, this is a bummer. I didn't realize I loved the olives so much, but we don't go there nearly as often anymore.
Speaking of eating out and drinking out, the average person eats at a restaurant or orders takeout delivery 2.5 times a week.
Wow.
They spend an average of $20 each time.
Damn.
That adds up to 125 times a year at a cost of almost $2,500 per year eating out.
That's a lot. And frankly, eating out's no good for you. You eat more and you eat fatter, more fattening things.
I agree.
Fattery things. Because they're buttery. Buttery, fattery. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You know, that's how they make food taste good at a restaurant. I mean, I get it. The food you make at home is boring, but.
Right.
Plus, you have to clean up.
Well, it's the dishes. I mean, let's be real. No one
so much easier to
dishes.
Go out. But, you know, when you eat out, you're just, you know, packing it on.
We also buy things like coffee or smoothies 2.5 times a week at an average of almost $4 each time.
I don't do any of that.
That adds up to 130 times a year at a cost of $485.
That actually seems low for a lot of people I know go buy a coffee every day.
Daily.
Yeah.
Multiple times a day.
Right, a couple.
I make my coffee at home. Costco, Kirkland Signature. Colombian blend, delicious. Or Uban, depends on where we're buying our coffee from.
That is a damn joke.
It's good. It's perfectly fine.
Unbelievable. Mm. If you switched places with your boss and they had to do your job for one day, could they?
Could Michael Martin come and sit in this chair for one day? I'll tell you one thing. I couldn't do his job. Could he do this job? Yeah. I'm sure he's jocked before.
Yeah.
According to a new poll, 4 out of 10 employees say no, their boss couldn't do it. Their boss couldn't pull that off.
Mm. Well, could they pull off their bosses? I mean, that's the thing. We have different responsibilities. Everybody's doing, hopefully, what they do.
Well, the thing about that guy, he may not be able to do what we do like right off the bat because we've been at it. But he does have Eye of the Tiger. He's like,
he does.
He's like psycho, wants to win. So he would figure it out, I would bet.
Yeah. Is he in his office?
He's on the phone. I can hear him.
Right?
Wow, you want me to bring
him in here? No, I'm just wondering if he's, like, how much jocking he actually did. I mean, he must have done a ton.
How he started was spinning.
Yeah, DJ. As a real DJ.
So he was a DJ. I don't know that he did a bunch of jocking. I'm sure he did some.
Yeah, I don't know.
But one
usually
of the weird
don't
things
start as a program director in this business,
that we had
so.
In common was he got a job at a station in L.A. that flipped formats a couple times, and I was ending up getting hired at a station that he had just left.
Oh.
And that's the job that went invisible.
You had the job.
I had
and then
the job. I was hired to do mornings, and Viacom switched formats. It was 100.3 in L.A.
Well, I, for one, am glad that that happened. Because you and I would have not ended up together if you
had
taken some
job in LA. I had a really
cute
girlfriend at the time, though, and that ended that.
Well, she was like, we're moving to LA. And you were like, wait, this is wee crap.
Well,
so I'm kind of blaming that one on you.
That's what you said, wee crap?
Well, yeah, I couldn't bring her to LA. I barely had any money to get myself there. And plus, we were just.
And then he doesn't go and he runs into her at a party. She's like, hey, I thought you went to LA. He's like,
what
oh, it didn't
no,
work
that's
out.
Not what she said. She said, what the hell are you doing? She was mad at me.
What'd
really
you say?
Mad.
Well, you dumped her over a job.
I didn't dump her.
Well, seems like
I just told her she wasn't moving in with me.
I
we don't live
love
together
you.
No, that's not what I said. I did love her. I was just like, I can't move in with you just because of a job. I'm going to have to start a new morning show in LA. I'm going to be a little busy to be trying to figure out my way through our relationship moving in together. I don't think so.
Oh, that might have been good on-air fodder.
What are you talking about?
Actually, it's turned into great on-air fodder for me and you later on.
Yes, very torturous. Thank you so much.
She was a model, too. She's beautiful. I've seen pictures of her. She's a designer now, right?
I don't know.
You guys still talk?
No.
You Facebook friends?
No.
Didn't we look her up one time?
I think
in the Secret Show.
I thought you found her on Facebook.
Someone had told me that she had a clothing company or something like that, and I was able to find the name, but I don't know anything about it. I don't know if it made it. I don't know.
Let's look her up.
I don't like to look people up.
I don't know her name.
You don't need to know her name.
It's Karen something.
Karen what?
Karen Designs or something.
Look up Karen Designs.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Jesus. That got way too close to home too fast.
Looking a little red.
Yikes. Where was I? Oh, a lot of people wrote in about Lyme disease, but I haven't had a chance to proofread them. 707 said, I had expected it to be Brian King Joseph. And Shin Lim is the final two on America's
Got Talent.
Both are crazy talented. While I expect Brian King Joseph to win, don't mock Shin Lim.
I didn't watch.
You didn't see the close-up magic he did.
All I want to say is that, you know, the only one we cared about was the only one we knew.
I'm sure
that Shin Lim guy is fantastic. But Brian King Joseph. The guy who was the mad fiddle player, mad violinist, electric violinist, got, spoiler alert, third place. Which is totally respectable after a summer of this show and all the people that went through there.
707 says, regarding parenting.
Yes.
Stranger Danger has recently learned to be flawed. Most crimes against children unfortunately happen from someone the kid knows.
That is true.
Not a stranger. Children need to be taught what is and what is not acceptable from anyone, not just strangers.
And you should tell them in no uncertain terms. No one is allowed to touch you there without your permission. No one's allowed to touch you without your permission. Forget there. I mean, don't forget there, but you know. I just think that sometimes we don't spell things out to our kids. That stuff was never spelled out to me. Like, here's what you should be afraid of. Here's a list of things you should fear.
Well, I think that's one of the reasons why I feel like talking about stuff on the air hopefully opens up certain topics.
Yeah.
And then we find out people don't, unless you are telling them what they believe,
mm-hmm.
they want to be mad at you for
it. Yes, it's true.
So it's not really an option to have a conversation sometimes.
Yeah.
I do think that... talking with your kids is tough for some people.
It can be.
And we hear from letters we get on our podcast, even talking to your own partner.
Oh, the person you should be able to tell anything to.
Becomes this tough, weird hurdle where you can talk to anybody but them.
Right.
About the thing that's so important.
You can tell the radio show
right.
about it, but you can't tell them. Yeah, we need to... I don't know. Is that like get over your fear or is that just, you know, you don't want to rock the boat? You don't want to... Because the thing is, when you bring up something uncomfortable with someone that you're close to, now that's out there, and you're not going to have any peace. It's going to be hard to get to sleep. So sometimes we let things go for so long that they just become, this thing you wish that you had said 15 years ago.
It even goes back to the stuff we've been talking about where, and I don't know where they came up with the name Birds and the Bees. I don't know what that has, like, what is that? How about the P's and the V's? Whatever. However you want to call it. And that seems like a conversation we should be having with our kids where even the way men approach women and how they...
Right. We should spell this stuff out.
They're not bases. You're not trying to hit a home run. This is another person that you should be having a friendship with.
Mm-hmm.
And these shouldn't be things you check off a list.
Right. Have a little respect for yourself, too.
That's, but no one talks about that stuff, right. So there we are.
Well, I think the birds and the bees comes from, it's natural. Every species does it in order to propagate.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes.
Oh, all right. Well, then
forget
the P's and the V's.
Yeah,
I didn't know.
Like the P's and the V's, huh? I think he's making sex references, but...
Right.
But yes, but absolutely. It should go from the birds and the bees to the peas and the bees.
Right.
Let's talk about this in no uncertain terms.
Don't ask me to solve all these problems, but someone needs to.
It's not going to be me.
There's a great song. It's Oldie But Goodie, like from the 50s, called The Birds and the Bees. It's so cute.
Birds and the breeze and the flowers and the trees and the moon up above and a thing called love.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it's cute.
Who knows that song?
Me and Yuzi, apparently.
Yeah.
What the heck? Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
It's all music.
Oh,
I found I had so many music, not like charts or anything. Remember all the thousand things I gave you this morning? They were all like music based. So we have a ton of stuff. And I'm going to start with how a company you know very well might be screwing you over. It's all alleged, but it is a big deal. Right after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.